You need your faith in humanity restored. We're doing that right now by inviting in KTAR reporter Ali Ventner, because I heard your story this morning. I read your story this morning. It gave me chills. And so I just want you to tell this amazing story happening out of Glendale.
Glendale Police Sergeant Jeff Turney was approached, just doing his daily duties. A welfare check came in for a 94-year-old man living in Glendale when his sons that lived out of state were worried that he was really going to try to drive across the country. He had his car and trailer packed up, ready to go, to drive to an assisted living facility. And his sons were worried because he was bound, set, and determined, and a proud World War II veteran. You were not going to get in his way, whether he needs a walker or not. And so Sergeant Turney responded, and he clearly was... He totally understood that Howard Benson was going to go whether people were going to be with him or not. And so Sergeant Turney was like, I'll drive you.
He just looked at me, got a big smile on his face, and he said, you. And I said, yes. I said, if you want, I'll go with you just to make sure you're okay. But we have to leave as soon as possible because I got to work Saturday.
And I mean, as a police officer, he has that 3-4 days as a weekend, and he spent his weekend driving 94-year-old Howard Benson to Florida.
I love this story. It just gives me chills even as you're talking about it right now. And it just warms my heart because these two are driving to Florida together, and the conversations they had, just, it'll melt your heart.
Howard told me on the way across he wanted to see America one last time. And I think that's what that trip was all about. He loved this country. He loved his travel.
And I mean, when I sat there and interviewed Sergeant Turney, I just was sitting there looking at him, smiling and crying and thinking about how every soundbite I wanted to use in my piece. And unfortunately, that soundbite alone isn't in the 90-second piece that I got on KTAR.com. But it was incredible to hear about just the giving and the loving spirit that he has. He's a retired Air Force member, and he is very active with veterans in the community. And he just said, you know, this is something that needs to be done. And he says they're lifelong friends now. They spent that time driving across the country. He got to hear about Howard's life growing up and how he was 16 years old when Pearl Harbor was attacked. And he got to hear about how he remembers that fire trucks were horse-drawn carriages, and they did Facebook Lives. And most of the time, 94-year-old Howard was recording himself instead of the Mississippi River. But it was so sweet.
That part I thought was super cute too, that during their journey, Turney tried to teach Howard how to use Facebook Live so that they could document the travels.
And most of the time, they're at breakfast right before they hit the road, and you see them eating waffles in the shape of the state of Texas. And they say, all right, we're heading through Texas today. We're hoping to get to Louisiana or whatever. And then you see Howard trying to facilitate the Facebook Live. And then you see Sergeant Turney trying to grab the phone while they're driving. And he's like, no, Howard, face the camera the other way. And it's just, you can totally see that these guys probably had such an amazing time. And it really goes to show you that there is still good people out there.
And you know what? That is what we want to leave you with today. It's Friday. There's been a lot of hard news this week. And when your story crossed my screen at KTAR.com, it's why you like reporting, right? These are the stories you like doing.
Most definitely.
And sharing with people, because they are such great stories and they do restore your faith in humanity.